Seif Avroch. He says, B'choyer Shoyra Yvod Aloi, B'kanei Ra'en Kano, B'hem Amin Yunagach, Yachdob Atzei Oret, B'hem Rivavai Ephraim, B'hem Alfei Menashe. That this Shevet of Yosef has two mighty horns, weapons, to carry battle to the evil nations of the world. There is the right and the left. Heim Livavais Ephraim, Heim Alfei Menashe, these two horns, these two mighty warriors, are the tens of thousands that will be annihilated by Ephraim, and the thousands that will be exterminated by Menashe. Who's the right and who's the left? We have a pasuk in Tehillim. Yipayu mitzidcha elef uvizvavo mininecha. The Yamin, the power of Yamin, of Klal Yisrael, can vanquish levavos, tens of thousands of evil people. Mitzidcha, which is the smile, elef, can destroy thousands. And you may take it lightly, and the whole business is a difference between 9,000, 1,000, and 10,000, Elef and Revolver. It means that this is a different power entirely, the power of Revolver. And the proof is a few psukim in Tanakh Shmuel Aleph, Perek Yudchet. The first time that David, the young David, was asked to join Shaul HaMelech in a battle against the Plishtim, a very successful battle, when they returned victorious, Vateitzeno Hanoshim Mikol Ore Yisroel, Loshir, Vamachaylois Lekat Shaul HaMelech, the Tupim, the Simcha, the Shalishim, women came out in great joy, dancing, etc., and etc., to express their great happiness over the Yeshuas which Shaul and David had brought to Klal Yisrael from these evil Plishtim. And they recited a poem. The poem said, "He called Shaul Balotov." Shaul has destroyed thousands. The David delivered by Sod. The David destroyed tens of thousands. Shaul felt very sorry about those words. It was very, very sorrowful to him. You want to hear the statement of Shaul? Not only David Revovois, they had given him credit for the tens of thousands. The Lee not no go aloth him, me they had given the thousands. But I the Lord, Achamelucha, they'll soon give him the kingdom. You know what he sensed here? That since they had placed David in the position of destroying tens of thousands of evil people, and Shaul thousands, they said about David, he is the power of Yamin by Klal Yisrael, and Shaul is the power of Smoil. It's a secondary power. If he's the Yamin, they will soon choose him to be the Melech. From that moment on, he was very sorry. Yaakov Avinu had placed his right hand upon Ephraim, signifying he is going to be the power of Yamin, and Menashe will be a secondary power of Smoil. It is an entirely different type of power. And we find very interesting, significant, that when Klal Yisrael enter Eber Hayalden, before they entered Eretz Canaan, they captured Eber Hayalden, town and city after town and city. Who were the generals? Who were the tzaddikim who accomplished all of this? Mochir ben Menashe and Yoir ben Menashe, two sons of Menashe. His kayach Hasmoil was powerful enough to capture Eber Hayalden, tens and tens of towns and villages, etc., and be fierce, fierce fighting. By the way, you probably all are aware of the fact that all of these goyim who are being put to death were the most evil that you can imagine by the stretch of imagination. They lived in Shpichat Domen, Giloy Arayis, and Avodah Zarah. This was their bread and butter day and night. And Hashem was patient with them for hundreds of years until a day arrived. Shenis Malay So'osom. Chazal say this, not my thesis. They had reached the boundary. There is not one solution, their annihilation. There was no other way to treat these people. They were so evil, we can't imagine who they were. Eber Hayalden was captured by the descendants of Menashe, his son, actually. A whole string of villages were called Chavos Yoir, in the name of Yoir and Menashe. And then came the day to cross over the Yalden, a waterway, into Eretz Canaan. And to survive the water, and to be able to step on Eretz Canaan and not be killed on the spot by these extremely fierce goyim. These goyim are described in ferocity, k'goyva arozim govhom v'chosayim hu ka'aloinim. They were as tall as cedar trees, as strong as oaks. Hashem Yisboach had commanded Moshe Rabbeinu to command Yahushua and to strengthen him that he should obey the command. He is the person who will direct and lead Klal Yisrael over the Yarden, who Yavirim et Hayarden, who Yanchilim et Foret. He will give to Klal Yisrael Eretz Canaan, Renakwa. He will wage the war. What this commandment explicitly means is Yeshua ben Nun must lead in every step of capturing Eretz Yisrael. He must always go first. And if that will be true, they will constantly be successful and victorious. Or there will never be one yid scratched in the Mokhana. As long as they will adhere to this, and there'll be no Aveiros in Klal Yisrael in those years. Yeshua ben Nun was successful in carrying Klal Yisrael across the Yarden, and he performed the miracle of Hashem Yisborach, dried the Yarden, they crossed it, etc., and everything they had to write the Torah and write the Torah and write the Torah. Every step was Torah, Torah. In the middle they walked a few steps. And they came to build the Mizbeach, etc. And they were given by Hashem Yisborach the duty to capture, number one, the most fortified, impregnable city in all of Eretz Canaan, Yericho. On nothing, Mechadish, anything, Chazal say, Yericho, Kosho, Mikulam. Whoever can capture Yericho can capture the rest of the country. So the first invasion will be the most difficult. The wall surrounding the fortification of Yericho was impregnable. In 1,000 years he couldn't penetrate. And they did it. This is all Hashem Yubal Shemai. They made Hakotai. They went around Yericho one day, once, second day, twice, and the second time, third day, the third time, but came Shabbos. They made 7 Hakotai, like we do on Simchat Torah. And they blew Shofar, and the wall collapsed. With the Nes Min HaShemayim, they all saw that Hashem is giving them Eretz Canaan. They came in and they destroyed everyone except for Rochav and her family. And they were mekabel on themselves not to have Hanor from any of the spoils left over by this city, which had millions and millions of wealth. The first city that we capture is a tremendous chemdat hamomen and a yetzer hara to take the spoils of victory. No, it will be given to Hashem, Yisbor Hashemai, Chayram Hashem. No one dare take anything for himself. And 600,000 soldiers, 599,999 kept their promise. One Ochman couldn't control himself. And eventually when he was caught, he said, Vo'er Ein, and I saw these articles, this golden vessel here, or this type of like cashmere wool here, and this Vo'achmedein. The lust in my heart overtook my brain, and I grabbed them, and I wrapped them up, and I buried them in my tent. I couldn't control myself. But that was considered, Hashem Yisrael wants perfection, 600,000 perfect, one imperfection, you're going to suffer. Immediately, now who know of this? Hoffman, his immediate family, but they kept quiet. No one else knew anything. Yeshua ben Nun certainly not. Yeshua now sends scouts to Ai. Ai and Yud, for Ai. That's the next city on the list. And they come back, and they say, Ai is a very, very weak city. The people are weaklings. This is not like other cities in Eretz Canaan. Al tiyaga, kol ha'om. Don't take 600,000, the whole Klal Yisrael, to go there to spend a whole day battling with them. You sit and learn Torah with all of them. Just send 2,000 or 3,000 tzaddikim, kedoshim, with a great leader, and they'll capture Ai in no time. This is neither weakling. Yeshua accepted the advice. If I was there, I would have said, B'mechila, Rabbeinu Yeshua, I think it says in the Torah explicitly that you're always supposed to go first in every battle. And that's your name is explicit. My name would be in the Torah, do this and don't do this. And here, Yeshua, your name is there. What are you listening to this advice for? I couldn't get, because he was in the middle of giving a shiur, Yeshua, I couldn't interrupt. And he sends these people, and I'm bewildered. And who is the commander-in-chief who was sent with that contingent of 3,000 tzaddikim? Yoel ben Menashe, the great hero of Eber HaYaldeh. And they come and they approach Ai. And they begin the battle. And the Anshei, these weaklings come out. and they slaughtered on the spot 36 tzaddikim. Chazal Darshan, that one of them was Yoel ben Menashe himself. This is an unbelievable story. He was like 36. He was shokel. He was equal in his piety, in his greatness, to the majority of the Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin is 71, 36 is the majority. He was like 36. I cry today when I hear this. Yoel ben Menashe was killed. The Ramban says, in a Melchemet mitzvah of Klal Yisrael, it is a mitzvah like all other mitzvahs. When a person puts on a talis, he doesn't scratch himself. When he puts on tefillin, he doesn't break his arm. When he goes to war, Melchemet mitzvah, he doesn't get scratched. You know what the Ramban says? A hair doesn't fall out of his head. We have a tremendous Torah. You know how much we have to learn here? And if one yid in a true Melchemet mitzvah is wounded, the whole army retreats and says there is an Aveira here, something went wrong. Let's do tshuva, let's find the Aveira. That's how they lived the Munah. Now here, the other thousands of tzaddikim came rushing back and they were carrying the dead. You know, this is mild, they can make it. Yeshua ben Nun sees that, they're screaming, these people are screaming. So Yeshua ben Nun ripped his clothing and he put sand on his head, lie down on the floor, and for hours was crying and praying to Hashem, Yisbolach Shemai, what had happened here. And Rabbeinu Shel Olam, Halavai would have named the Eiver HaYarden, if we don't deserve to be here, so he shouldn't have given us the miracle to come across the Yarden. Now the Goyim will say that Hashem was only powerful enough to take him out of his time about that whole story, but he's not powerful enough to fight these Goyim of Eretz Canaan. Oh, you'll be a chilul Hashem. Atasa l'shimcha gadol. What will you do to your great name? It's being defamed now, by Vayomer Hashem el Yeshua. Kum loch. Get up. You are responsible. That's what Chazal say. Loch means you are responsible. Then Hashem says, Chotu Yisrael. Shikrug and this, they were Nenach and the Chayram, they were this, and until you uproot this evil, no good will happen to you. So they eventually found the Ochon, and he admitted the truth, and he was punished, Nebach, and from then on, they captured Eretz Yisrael. It's unbelievable, man. Like a steamroller, they went. There's a pasuk that mentions a lot of cities that were captured. Ha'am Echot. You know what's supposed to say, Ha'am Echot? You give one snap, and then you mow them all down. It's unbelievable how successful he was. No losses, no scratches, nothing. But here there was a terrible tragedy. One of the Mefarshim says, Chazal is saying that the Eishi says, Kum Loch, Ato Garanta, you're responsible for the death of the 36 people. He's responsible. Ochon was responsible. He brought the wrath of Hashem, his Bohachim. So, the Hadak says, Chazal say the following words. Ani amarti l'Moshe Rabbah, I said to Moshe, your Rebbe, tell Yeshua that he has to carry the Yidden across the Yarden. He has to lead them in every battle. Im manchil neichlin. Im ein manchil ein neichlin. If he doesn't lead a battle, they'll never succeed. If he leads, they'll succeed. What do you mean you didn't go first? You sat in the machna and you sent others. Comes against this explicit seed command. The Radak says, whatever Chazal say is true. But if we're learning pshat in the pasuk, you know, the simple words, we don't need this explanation of Chazal. There are enough words which tell us that the Eibush is very angry at that, at Ochon, for what he has taken from the Chayla. And that's enough here. This Chazal is a confidential Yediyah which is being passed on to us. But we don't see it in the words of the Pasuk. The Zohar Gaon says something which illuminates the entire area here in an untold way, and these words are seen in the Pasuk. They're necessary to the Pshat. The Gaon teaches us that we find Hashem Yisborach after the Chet HaEgel said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Hineni Shaleach Malach Lefonech. I'm going to send a Malach who should always move in front of Klal Yisrael and all the travels in the Midbar. So Moshe Rabbeinu begged Hashem, we want your Shechinah always to go, not a Malach. Don't send an angel, your own Shechinah. So Hashem Yisborach says, I'll compromise with you, Moshe. In the Midbar, my own Shechinah will go. But the moment they have to step into Eretz Yisrael, the Malach will take over. No one has ever taught us in all of our schools, why do we need a Malach to go in front of us when we're entering Eretz Yisrael and we're going to do battle? We have Yeshua ben Nun, the principal Talmud of Moshe Rabbeinu, has Smicha to Moshe Rabbeinu, Ruach HaKodesh Moshe Rabbeinu. He is as righteous as they will ever come in this world. And the 600,000 army of Klal Yisrael are the survivors of Goyim HaMidbar, the ones who came out, Kulam Tzadikim, Kulam Kedoshim. These are Mekablei HaTorah. What do we need a Malach? These Goyim are evil beings. And we're supposed to do away with them. We're all Tzadikim, being led by Tzadikim. We need a Malach. And the Gaon says in his Perush on Habakkuk, an astounding revelation, that the Knanim were such powerful individuals, not only because of their physical might, they had spiritual ties of Tumah to their guardian angels in heaven. They had such Koiches HaTumah that you cannot approach a single Knani in El Sol. They were like impregnable. You know, I'm letting you know something. When the Vilna Gaon talks in Adelt Eliyom, Parshat Bullock, he talks about how Bilam was done away one day. So it says that the Yidden killed the Malchei Midyon, U'Bilam ben Ba'oil Holgu Bechorev. With the sword. Which sword? Didn't Bilam once meet up with a Malach with a sword who threatened his life, but he let him get away with it at that time? The Gaon says that the Malach said to him, I'm letting you go for the time being. I shall return to you. And the Gaon says, it was a sheer impossibility for anyone in the world ever to kill this Bilam. He was impregnable tumor. There was no way to get to him. But that Malach went forward, a spiritual being with a spiritual sword, and he stabbed him in his internal power of Tumah, cut him off his communication. Afterwards remained a normal, vicious, fierce Bilam that the tzaddikim were able to take care of. As long as he's loyal with Shechita, Now we can take care of it. Now the Gaon says the same treatment that Bilam got, every single Knani has to have that treatment. Can you imagine what a Melchama looks like? So the Gaon says the following. A Malach used to go forward and approach a Knani, and with his spiritual sword would pierce his tumah and cut him off from all the evil powers in the world which were bolstering his strength. And he remained after that stabbing, he remained a fierce, mighty guy. But he's on the hit list already. There was one Yid who had the Madrega of Ruach HaKodesh to see the glitter of the sword of the Malach, Yeshua ben Nun, no one else. This is an extremely revealing Gaon. So Yeshua ben Nun had to come forward in every battle with Ruach HaKodesh from morning till sundown. Can you imagine to stand on Ruach HaKodesh the whole time? And he would see that guy was just prepared. Michele, that one there. Shmulek, that one, not that one, that one. And that was a whole day you had Yeshua ben Nun doing this. As he pointed to a guy. And you know, I once said, years ago in the Drosha, if I was part of the army of Yeshua ben Nun, I don't know if I would have really valued and cherished his commander-in-chief capacities. You know, just standing there doing this the whole day, you know. I don't see him, you know, seeing like General MacArthur with all the plans, you know, and all these computers around him figuring out what to do now. He's just standing there doing it. Yeah, you do that. You will have Ruach HaKodesh to follow a Malach around the whole day like this and never miss, because if you miss once, the Yid who approaches that untreated Knani will be finished on the spot. So he must go first. Now, what happened in Melchemet Ha'ai? Since Ochon was Nana from the Cherem, there was a Charon Af. What did they used to do in anger? A partial withdrawal of Sayato Dishmaya from Yeshua ben Nun. That's all. You take a partial withdrawal of heavenly aid and help. So Yeshua ben Nun suddenly presented something new here. These are like Eber Ayaz and Chavir, they're not on the par of Eretz Canaan. No, these are Yankees. They're not giants. And, you know, you and Ben Menashe with a few tzaddikim will be enough to take care of these people. Yeshua ben Nun should have answered on his phone. No, this is Eretz Canaan. I must go. All right, I'll sit and learn with Klal Yisrael Torah the whole day. You send these tzaddikim. These tzaddikim came there. They were mowed down by the Goyim. Why? The weakest Knani was more powerful than the mightiest Yid coming into Israel. They had such a koyach atumah. That's why the Yidden were afraid to come into Eretz Canaan. That's the whole chesam aragum. Everything. They took a look at these chevres and said, no one in the world can get near them. What would have been if Yeshua ben Nun would have gone to Melchemet Ha'ai? After the Chet of Och, what would have been? The following. He goes first, you have the whole army behind him. Yeshua says, wait. Where's the Malach? He isn't here. Retreat! and everyone would have to run for it. And come back to the Machner, there's something wrong here, there's a chet. Let's find out who did what. And they would have found out, and they would have found the Ochel, and they would have done away with them. And then they would have gone and captured Ai. It wouldn't have been 36 people killed. Yoav ben Benasha would be Chai v'Kayim. But Yoav, who's second in command, he's not on the Madreig of Yeshua ben Nun. Yaakov Avinu puts a right hand on Ephraim and a left on Menashe. There are good reasons for this. He doesn't see that there's no Malach. Why? He never saw a Malach in the first place. He doesn't know the difference. So he goes blundering. And he gets his head chopped off. And another few tzaddikim. This is unbelievable what took place. So the Avis is...